Good Tuesday morning. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. On this week's episode for 474, it is our DreamWorks Animation Studio, where we're going to be talking a little bit about the themes and as well to the styles of DreamWorks Animation Studios and what makes them truly meriting of this director's influence episode. First, though, it is DVD Tuesday for November the 5th. You have the comedy 4:30, directed by Kevin Smith. That one arrives on to a physical release. You have the action thriller 1992 starring Tyrese Gibson. This one arrives out onto DVD and digital release. The horror thriller Afraid arrives out onto DVD. Finally, my pick for the week has to be the directorial debut of Zoe Kravitz starring Channing Tatum, Blink Twice. Not for the faint of heart, but however, it is a strong directorial debut from Zoe Kravitz there. Is my pick for the week. Blink Twice arrives out onto physical media release. Let's get to some music to get your morning started here. We're going to hear Stairs with Brave New World off of the album Predict Forget. And we're going to hear Bon Enfant with the title track of the same name of their album, Demande Spécial. And finally, It Is Fall, and coming out of hibernation would be Bon Iver. Definitely excited for this new Bon Iver music. You're going to hear Award Seasons off of the EP Sable. Very small EP, but I did enjoy it. So we're going to take a listen to the track Award Season. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. My name is Remy.
Feel the rush of money flowing at the speed. I can handle way more than I can handle. So I keep reaching for the handle to flood my heart. And the Spaniard and song that I have pandered to is always handing me the anvil, saying that's for you. But then you came to me from Olympic heavy duty. We both needed so much soothing, played you Ricky Lee. Oh, how everything can change in such a small time frame. You can be remade, you can live again. What was pain, now's gain. A new path gets laid, and you know what is great. And nothing stays the same. Felt you through me, and every clue you threw me, pointing at me, asking who me. What a start. And you had taken all away my aching. Well, how could I ever thank you? I'd been received. I'm a sable, and honey, us the fable. You said that you were unable, that it's not reprieve. Oh, but maybe things can change. What can wax can wane. Things can get replayed, and if it's all the same, oh, just take my hand and place it on your blame and let it wash away. With you I will remain. Came over short after it was over. You as precious as a clover in a meadow sun. You had no answers, so we laid back to backs and clasped treasure with our hands and held our faith. But now it's the season, and I know I will be seeing you on the TV for some reason. God, my heart. Why do things gotta change? We were on our way to be best to fade. All that comes in gray. It's so hard to explain, and the facts are strange. But you know what will stay. Everything we've made.
Welcome back. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. Here inside of Montreal, we get to some of the new scores for cinema. We're going to first start off with Bryce Dessner's score for We Live in Time, the new romantic drama starring Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. It comes with a Remy Recommends as well, too. Definitely enjoyed that one. And then we're going to hear Chris Bowers with I Could Use a Boost from the new DreamWorks animation film, The Wild Robot. I haven't played it onto the show yet, so I definitely need to get on that. We're going to hear that today. All right, you are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. My name is Remy.
Thank you.
Chris Bowers there with I Could Use a Boost from the new DreamWorks animated film, The Wild Robot. Good morning, you're today listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM. Before we get to some Cinematic Fridays and our discussion about DreamWorks animation today, we're going to hear a track from Sinead O'Connor, All Apologies, as featured inside of the Luca Guadagnino trailer for Queer. That one arrives out inside theaters this December. And yeah, we're getting two Luca Guadagnino films this year. So it completely missed by me because my mom was asking me, which movie are you excited for the most after Anora that is coming out this year? And right away I said The Brutalist, which is the four-hour epic American immigration story. It's being compared to so many good films. However, I completely forgot that Luca Guadagnino is coming out with Queer, and the trailer just dropped with Sinead's cover of All Apologies, and it's definitely worth a watch and worth a listen as well, too. Here's Sinead O'Connor, All Apologies. CJLO 1690 AM at the movies.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else should I say? Everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't have.
Messaging system.
Boner.
Is not available.
Hey, Benji, I just got to the airport. I really hope you left already.
Oh, God,
you made it.
What's up, cuz?
I got some good from when we land.
Wait, you're not like taking weed into Poland, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Benji?
Nobody, they don't about that stuff. Man.
I think they very
you.
Much do.
Oh,
about
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
We get high in back seats of cars.
Davers and I are cousins. We used to be joined at the hip. Our grandma is from here, so Dave arranged for us to join this geriatric Polish tour with you fine people.
That's the way we get by.
I really needed this man. I know that it's tough for you to leave your boy.
The way we get by.
I don't really have anything going on.
I know it's been a tough few months for you, so.
I also want to say that I know you're not the most comfortable person with people.
I'm not?
No.
Does it look real?
Well, they're twice the size of you in metal, so.
You sure you don't want to come up here?
I'm good.
Can you take my picture?
That's what I'm talking about. Marcia.
Thank you, David.
But it's amazing that you're here putting yourself out there so boldly for me.
Thank you, man. Let's go smoke a joint.
Jesse Eisenberg and Karen Culkin inside of A Real Pain. You are tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. A Real Pain is one of the films releasing for November the 8th. This one also is directed by Jesse Eisenberg. Also out would be the animated film Memoir of a Snail. That one arrives out inside of a limited release, as well too, the horror thriller starring Hugh Grant, Heretic, arrives out. I do believe this is a A24 horror, if you're keeping track of your A24 horror. But what I really got to say about this week is that if you haven't seen it, Anora is hitting more theaters. This one is directed by Sean Baker. It won the Palme d'Or at this year's Cannes Film Festival, deservingly so. And it is arriving out inside of a wider release. If you haven't seen it, please do yourself the favor and go and see Anora this weekend. And if not, if you've already seen it, then A Real Pain might be the one to seek out if you're keeping track of the award potentials there. So, to today's show, we're going to be talking about DreamWorks Animation Studios. Let us begin here with a small biography of the studio from show co-host Danny O'Bry. So it was October 12th, 1994, that three big names within the film industry founded DreamWorks SKG. These individuals would be director-producer Steven Spielberg, former Disney executive Jeffrey Katzenberg, we'll get to more about him inside of a few minutes, and music executive David Geffen supplied the cash for the company. The company was made up of artists that Spielberg brought from his London-based studio, Ambly Nation. As well, Katzenberg's best artists from Disney were scouted as well, too. It was in 1995 that DreamWorks signed an agreement with the Pacific Data Images that would enable them to provide their films in both computer and hand-drawn animation, starting in the 2000s. Their first two films would come inside of 1998 with the release of both Ants and The Prince of Egypt. So inside of 2024, DreamWorks SKG evolved into DreamWorks Animation SKG Inc. The studio thus far has produced a total of 49 films. Some of its most notable films are Ants, Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, Wallace and Gromit, The Prince of Egypt, and Madagascar. DreamWorks Animation has received a total of 3 Academy Awards and 41 Emmy Awards. Many of their films are the highest grossing animated films of all times. Right now they are currently working on The Bad Guys 2, which comes out inside 2025, and for all of you Shrek fans, Shrek 5 for 2026. The company's headquarters resides inside of Glendale, California. Thank you so much for this biography, Danny. We are going to now talk about the thematics and the styles of DreamWorks Animations. The films that we'll be talking about or slowly discussing would be The Wild Robot, Ruby Gellman Teenage Kraken, Shrek, The Prince of Egypt, which will be a strong focus because I'm a big fan of that one, Joseph the King of Dreams, Puss in Boots The Last Wish, which came out a couple of years ago, really well done from DreamWorks Animation. We'll get to that one as well too. So one of the themes that can clearly be seen inside DreamWorks Animation is there's like this type of Disney rivalry, the alternative for the Disney fairy tale films. Speaking about Disney fairy tales, Shrek can be seen as the anti-established fairy tale and definitely spins the Disney notions of fairy tale upon their heads. Jeffrey Katzenberg worked at Disney for some time, and he wanted to make a film about Exodus, or in the vein of the Ten Commandments, a story about Moses for adults with adult themes that would be present inside the film. But you're talking to Disney, a studio that caters to making children animated films, so definitely they rejected this idea for so many reasons, and because they want to keep their on-brand image. After being turned down by Disney, he brought the idea to DreamWorks that would turn out to be 1998's The Prince of Egypt. So there's also the upstage of Disney, and also a call and response to Disney. So we can see this with 1998, DreamWorks showed Ants, and Pixar Animated Studios brought A Bug's Life. A few years later, you had The Emperor's New Groove from Disney Animations, and then DreamWorks put out also The Road to El Dorado. So we can see like the rivalry and the call and response going back between the two studios. So the thematics. The unlikely hero. Most protagonists go through some stages of personal growth and overcoming insecurities within themselves. So we see this. Let's look at Moses, central character from The Prince of Egypt, how he has to find it within himself to, you know, reveal himself as the type of liberator that will deliver his people to freedom. And then you take a look at Shrek, who doesn't want anything to do with anybody, and he finds not only love with himself, but he also finds friendship too, as well too. So he has to find himself too. This goes again too with the most recent films like Ruby Gellman, where a teenage Kraken discovers that she's part of a Kraken family. But we can also see that too with Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, where Puss has to find himself. And also to The Wild Robot too, where definitely come back to that notion about finding oneself and overcoming your insecurities and going through some sort of personal growth. Definitely can be said that DreamWorks Animation sometimes has some dark and bleak themes. I mean, there's no shying away from the themes inside of The Prince of Egypt, where slavery is talked about back inside of the Egyptian times when the Egyptians were enslaved the Hebrews, but also the genocide of the firstborns, not only from the Egyptian side, but also when God brings down his wrath and, you know, takes the firstborns, including Ramses' son. However, there are moments of hopefulness and levity that can be contrasted inside the Prince of Egypt, such as the burning bush, when Moses becomes part of the Midianites and Jethro starts singing Look Through Heaven's Eyes, or even the parting of the Red Seas, which is like truly an amazing, astounding aspect inside of when it comes to animation. There are these moments of conflicts in realism that happen inside of the films. Let's take a listen to one from The Prince of Egypt first.
All right, Moses, I know you. What's this really about?
Ramesses, look. What do you see?
A greater Egypt than that of my father.
That is not what I see.
Moses, I cannot change what you see. I have to maintain the ancient traditions. I bear the weight of my father's crown.
Do you still not understand what Seti was?
He was a great leader.
His hands bore the blood of thousands of children.
Slaves.
My people. And I can no longer hide in the desert while they suffer.
I do not know this god. Neither will I let your people go.
Ramesses, please, you must listen.
I will not be the weak link.
But as well, too, since DreamWorks Animation is a kids-oriented film company as well, too, you have conflicts that are funny at times, too, that are not based inside of realism, even though they might be seen as real going on between Shrek and Donkey. Let's take a listen.
Hey, 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 come back here. I'm not through with you yet.
Well, I'm through with you.
You know what? You was always me, me, me. Well, guess what? Now it's my turn. So you just shut up and pay attention. You are mean to me. You insult me and you don't appreciate anything that I do. You're always pushing me around or pushing me away.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I treated you so bad, how come you came back?
Because that's what friends do. They forgive each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right, Donkey. I forgive you. For stabbing me in the back!
Oh! You're so wrapped up in layers, Onion Boy, you're afraid of your own feelings.
Go away.
See? Here you are, doing it again, just like you did to Fiona. And all she ever do was like you.
Then we get to another thematic, which is the judgment of characters who can be a hero or find it within themselves to be a hero. It's all about a perspective of reality. Look at Puss in Boots inside of The Last Wish, how he has a fall from grace, and then he has to deal with, is he the real Puss in Boots? And the same thing with judgment of characters, Shrek and Fiona. Fiona is a princess at first, and we think that, you know, Shrek is the ogre who's going to rescue princess, which doesn't make for the fairy tale romance until it is revealed something that I don't want to reveal inside there. In case you haven't seen Shrek, go and watch Shrek. If you haven't seen Shrek, go and watch it. It's really one of the titular animation films from DreamWorks Animation. But then there's the perspective of reality. So where does Moses find his self-assurance and the fact that he can finally see himself? Well, he looks at himself through heaven's eyes, as the song comes in from Jethro when he's with the band of Midianites. And then we go through the burning bush, which as well too, you know, Moses is still questioning himself until the very end of that. So then we can see how the thematics inside of Pixar films have sometimes mature themes, adult-oriented themes. And I don't mean like inside of graphic that there's sex or there's foul language. There's some mature language to Shrek. You can say that inside of a, you know, kid-friendly way. Like, there's no profanities. However, there's some colorful choices of words and thematics inside that well, too. But you can definitely see the dark overtones inside of the Prince of Egypt as well, too. Which Katzenberg finally got his, you know, wish to make that film. And it is truly an epic film when it comes to the scale of animated films. So, DreamWorks Animation takes on a more humanistic approach to the siblings and friendship relationships. The sequences are huge and expansive for animation, which that one we might go into the styles right now. So when we think about the Prince of Egypt, two of the styles that they wanted to talk about was the Gustave Doré and Claude Monet. So you get that with the hieroglyphic artist scene inside of the Prince of Egypt that comes after the song number of All I Ever Wanted, where Moses finally, like, it's revealed to him, you know, his story and who he is. You can definitely pick up the Van Gogh aspects of the styles of animation from Joseph and the King of Dreams. That was a VOD release, and I basically call it a copy-paste of The Prince of Egypt, with just inserting Ben Affleck as a voiceover for Joseph there. Definitely Prince of Egypt, the more solid film out of the two. So the realism and the CGI artistic qualities are there inside of The Prince of Egypt, And also the other ones too. DreamWorks has done hand-drawn animation. We can see that with the Prince of Egypt, but then also the computer animation comes in as well too. So there's like a blend of 2D artwork and CGI. And where I feel that that works well good together is that, you know, it shows you a sense of naturalness to an animated film. Think about Studio Ghibli and how natural qualities, you know, it feels to that as compared to a Pixar animated film that's completely computer generated. I mean, they're great, don't get me wrong. Other forms of animation can be seen as stop motion and a bit of claymation there with the Wallace and Gromit or Chicken Run. Everything is well composed with the composition and the music. So think about the Prince of Egypt, not only the original songs and the A-list of voiceovers, but also the musical moments and the score from Hans Zimmer, which will take you to commercial break right now a little bit with the score.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the Gingerbread Man!
You're a monster!
I'm not the monster here, you are! You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me!
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons! Not my gumdrop buttons!
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well... She's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
She's married to the Muffin Man.
My lord, we found it.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Bring it in! Magic mirror. Evening. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Is this not the most perfect kingdom of them all?
Well, technically you're not a king.
Thelonious. You were saying?
What I mean is, you're not a king yet. but you can become one. All you have to do is marry a princess.
Go on.
So, just sit back and relax, my lord, because it's time for you to meet today's eligible bachelorettes. And here they are. Bachelorette number one is a mentally abused shut-in from a kingdom far, far away. She likes sushi and hot tubbing anytime. Her hobbies include cooking and cleaning for her two evil sisters. Please welcome Cinderella. Bachelorette number two is a cape-wearing girl from the land of fancy. Although she lives with seven other men, she's not easy. Just kiss her dead, frozen lips and find out what a live wire she is. Come on, give it up for Snow White! And last, but certainly not least, Bachelorette number three is a fiery redhead from a dragon-guarded castle surrounded by hot, boiling lava. But don't let that cool you off. She's a loaded pistol who likes piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. Yours for the rescuing, Princess Fiona!
A minty fairy tale movie from DreamWorks Animation Studios that wanted to compete with Disney Animated Studios. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. A little bit about Shrek there, with Lord Farquaad interrogating Gingy, the gingerbread man, and you have so many references, and then you finally get the mirror on the wall, another reference to a fairy tale, and the ones that Disney pumps out all the time that DreamWorks takes a good laugh at as well too. So it's not all adult themes and seriousness with DreamWorks Animation. However, you think about it and they are the type of animated studio that will take bold risks with their themes sometimes and their style. Every movie studio, including animation, has their highs, lows, comeback successes, and renaissance. My point on my account is we can see that DreamWorks Animation of 1998's Prince of Egypt as a success, underrated gem in the medium of animation, with an adult maturity level in the thematics presented while keeping the source material and being entertaining, and also a revolution to 2D animation and computer graphics when they were slowly starting up. And its spiritual successor, Joseph and the King of Dreams, the direct-to-video approach was more of a copy and paste on what was already established with The Prince of Egypt. So maybe a little bit of a flop there. However, there would be more peaks for DreamWorks animation according to my friends. First one would be Shrek 2, but also Shrek 1. My other friend points to How to Train Your Dragons, most specifically How to Train Your Dragon 2. For me, the most recent peaks from DreamWorks Animation come with Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, but also not only in the animation of the film, but also the story and the thematics as well too. The most recent endeavor, The Wild Robot, follows the same formula of The Outsider and hits the emotional levels about family and finding oneself that really resonated with me inside theaters and got to me emotionally. This is why DreamWorks Animation Studios truly merits the Director's Influence episode that we did today. And I definitely recommend that you go and seek out some of their films. So with DreamWorks Animation Studios now out of the picture for the director's pool of Director's Influence series, we add a new animated studio. We're adding in Lenka Animation Studios to the director's pool as the replacement director. On to next week's episode, more from our ongoing playlist As Heard at the Movies or on TV. And as well too, inside the following weeks, we're going to be having an anniversary review of Boyhood with Sean. And as well too, the Director's Influence episode of our final director for the fall season of 2024, dedicated to James Cameron. As always, bon cinéma.
Secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.